in there. Riggs, that was a great win for your group here tonight. Boy, I thought you just did a lot of good things all night long. When you look at the start, the middle, and the finish, able to get her done here tonight. And I just thought really dang impressive from your group here tonight.
Yeah, I think that's as playoff game as you want to get. I mean, really, boys put on a clinic, I thought.
Yeah.
Little bit of a lapse maybe in the second. They pushed at the start for sure. They controlled, you know, most of the play in our zone. But I thought, you know, once we got that first one, got a bounce, and then we carried the game from there.
Even the first period, like, the shots were 9-5. I think you hit the post two or three times.
Yeah.
Just again, I've said this to Mark a lot of times, a post game, a lot of one and done from the other side. They didn't really have much going. And I thought your group, in a good way, created a lot of chaos tonight.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the shots were from the outside, too, that Rav saw, especially in the first half of that game. But yeah, proud of the boys. You know, we had chats obviously after last game and wanted to you know, get this thing back on track, and I thought the boys responded for sure. The whole message, the whole group from Rav, everybody, it was great to see.
Riley Ash, I've been singing his praises these last couple of games. Just what he's been able to do. He got an assist tonight, but just his speed and tenacity. I feel like he's very reliable when you guys are able to get him out there with his line mates. But him in particular, I've been pretty impressed with how he's been playing.
Yeah, I think he's simplifying his game. He's such a fast, strong you know, hockey player. And the first little half of the year, he wanted to create a little much and get to the inside, but you know, when you can skate like that and you're as strong as you are to go up and down the wall in this league, you know, he's been on it. And he's physical. He's getting his shots away when he can. His system play is getting better. And, you know, he's a huge part of the reason that that fourth line, whoever's in there, he seems to be the lead horse of that group. And, you know, he's strung together here a pretty solid month, so it's nice to see.
Yeah, Cole Height also gets in lineup tonight and drops him. And he's doing a pretty good job holding his own. We saw it earlier this year, and I thought he did that again here tonight.
Yeah, he almost got into the second one, too, after the knee on Asher. So it, you know, that whole, like we've talked about, you know, it doesn't matter who's in, whether it's Finn, whether it's Hyder, Asher, Funker, you know, that whole, you know, kind of bottom group comes in and they just stay simple and play the same way. If Towns there, he's up, he was up tonight, not with them, but, you know, we feel comfortable as a group to, you know, our fourth line, we talk about all the time, most nights is their most competitive line for sure. And, you know, for them to get rewarded tonight, a couple guys get some points on that line is huge, but I think obviously in this league, when you can roll four for sure with the way we play it, our system, our forechecking, and the demand we put on our players to play with pace, when you can trust your fourth line to be out there with big minutes at the end of the period, the end of games, it's huge for your group. And not just for coaching staff to be able to put them out there, but for your teammates too. Everybody feels a part. You know, that's a big thing of team morale and this character that we have in this group. When you get your fourth line to play big minutes like they have been, definitely ties in everybody and helps everybody push each other along.
Yeah, when you played so good tonight, you did it against a really good team. Like, when you look at a lot of their players and the years these guys are having, with all due respect, I thought you did it. Just, I thought you gave them nothing tonight. Like, that's a good team over there. That's clinched a playoff spot. They've had a great year. But, again, I guess we're just kind of beating the same horse, but you just made it very tough for them tonight, I thought.
And we play our system the right way, and you look at, you know, every single line, how many times we got to the red line, we didn't try to create, we got pucks in behind their D, and then maybe count on one hand the amount of times where we didn't finish a check on the forecheck. I think their D felt it throughout the whole first period for sure, into that second, and that's when we took over. And these guys are starting to learn and understand that, you know, we got to play. We're not, you know, we don't have a 100-point player on our team. We're not going to be one or two guys going. We got to play to our system, and we do that. We're a big, heavy, fast team that can create and then, you know, draw some power plays too and score. So it's a fun way to play, and it's a fun group, you know, that we have, and it's really nice to see, like, everything, like you said, that was a clinic tonight, or as close to as you can get, I thought, for sure. Maybe a few lapses, but it was just shift after shift. The guys' shift lengths were good, which kept the pace up all night, and I think, you know, after that first period coming in, you're still 0-0, but you had a really good feeling about the whole game and the mentality of the group, for sure, all day.
Yeah, when you, and sometimes maybe if there's a little lapse, you got number 31 in the net to lock it down.
Good, right?
And just, I mean, he made it look easy tonight. I know you mentioned a lot of shots from the outside, but when you need him, he just continues to dial it in. We talk about him all the time. But last one before I let you go, Carter Rigby joining us here in the PG Office System post-game show. Probably the stiffest test of the road trip tomorrow in the Prince Albert Raiders, who lost tonight against Penticton. They got outshot pretty heavily, 42-30 tonight, so they're probably hungry to get back at it. And what a great opportunity to make this road trip a really great one going back home.
Yeah, obviously you never want to look too far into your trip, but we knew that we were finishing with obviously one of the best teams in the country, and you know, it's been circled for sure. So especially to get this one in the way we played too, is huge to go into tomorrow, and the morale of the group, the mentality for sure. If we can copy and paste this night, we're going to give ourselves a chance for sure. But, you know, we've had this one circled for sure. We believe we're one of the top teams in the league, and when we play like that, like we did tonight, we're going to give ourselves every opportunity for sure. You're going into a small character barn with, you know, a lot of atmosphere, a lot of fans right on top of you, and here it's supposed to be a full night. So it'll be a fun game for sure to end the trip, and like you said, turn a good trip into a really good trip. So it'll be a good night. Enjoy this here for a little bit, but get off to PA and get going tomorrow.
Yeah, well said, Carter Rigby. Appreciate the time as always, my friend, and congrats on the clinic here tonight.
Thanks, Walt.
Carter Rigby in our postgame show. That's going to do it for us all on the broadcast. Again, big thanks to Carter in the postgame.